This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and friends.
Have you guys seen the movie The Holiday on Netflix?
Yeah, right?
It's based in Chicago.
You know what's so funny? It's like every Christmas movie that I watch is based in Chicago. Ange and I just watched this movie called... it's a movie
Midnight
about...
Midnight at Magnolia.
Okay. It's on Netflix. It looks really cute. It pulls you in, and it's about two morning radio hosts.
Oh,
in Chicago, and it was so funny because we were cracking up.
Nothing about that movie is legit.
Ange and I were watching it together. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, like parts.
It was like, you know, when they'd go to answer the phones, they'd be like, "You're live with Maggie and blah, blah, blah." And
I was
like,
"Girl, says that."
I've never said that in my life. I think my favorite misconception of that movie, if anybody is wondering, is in the morning. Okay. The girl host. Okay. Mind you, we all work morning shows here at Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains. Uh-huh. And the female host was ready in a skirt and a pretty
girl.
Little red top with her hair all perfectly done.
She reading
was
reading a book
about radio while drinking her coffee and eating breakfast. And all of a sudden, the alarm goes off. It's 7:30 a.m. She's got to run to work. No, bro. Alarm goes off at 3:30.
Yeah.
We throw on sweats, get coffee at work.
Maybe I'll fill in my eyebrows. Maybe.
And maybe I'll eat a hard-boiled egg for breakfast.
While you're in your Uber.
Right. And like protein shakes. So anyway, definitely a misconception, but okay. A cute movie nonetheless.
Okay.
So we're watching all these holiday movies, and Holiday specifically got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept is that you don't have to watch the movie. It's super cheesy, but it's all about this girl that has an arrangement with a guy to be each other's dates for all of the holidays.
Right.
And I was like, well, I used to have one of those. I used to have my own holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I'm replaying my own personal movie where it was every year around Thanksgiving and Christmas, mm-hmm. I had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not a boyfriend. Definitely a friend from my childhood. And I was like, that was so fun because now he's married and I don't get to have a holiday.
Life comes at you fast.
But did you ever have, I don't even know that it's actually an arrangement because that's not a conversation you have, but did you guys ever have somebody? I think it's probably easier for Krista and I because we go home. Right?
Yeah, for the holidays.
So you can leave whatever mess you create there and then come back. Real life. But did you ever have that? Or even Ange, like, did you ever have somebody around the holidays? It was just a holiday booty? Can you call it that?
Yeah, holiday booty. That's
so
exactly right.
I definitely have not, but I guess, yeah, because I live here. And then also, I was pretty much in a relationship during the holidays. I was in an 8-year relationship, so obviously like we were always together. The last 2 years were the only times that I haven't been, mm-hmm. you know, in one. But I don't know, I feel like I have like holidays throughout the whole year.
Interesting.
What do you mean?
Like I have like random hookups throughout the whole year, not just the holidays.
Oh, okay. So her special holidays are Tuesday in May.
Tuesday,
it's probably Cinco de Mayo and she just had all this stuff.
Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday. Got it. That's funny.
That is pretty funny. But what about you, Chris? When you go home, did you ever have a holiday booty?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It's just with Lexington, Kentucky, not being that big of a city, all of the people that I guess are in my age demo, we all are scattered across the country. And it's like magnets. We're like horny little magnets when we get back to my hometown. But I mean, I'll leave it there. It's strictly for Thanksgiving and Christmas, maybe New Year's, and I get right back focused when I get back to the city.
I think it's funny because it's like you almost get to a point where you don't have holidays anymore because everybody else has grown up.
That's right.
Right? You know, it's like you start to notice that people are growing up. Like
mine,
like, yeah, it was years,
mm-hmm.
but he's married and everybody else's lives continue to just progress where they have dinners
and well,
potlucks and all of them are together. And I'm over here like, I'm not coming home for holidays this year. This wasn't supposed to be sad.
Yeah, it's really going left. Like, I'm mad, like, about to get emotional, bro. Like,
but it's not sad fault. At all. Yeah. I'm super happy for him. It's a really great thing.
Yeah.
Why do we always want somebody during the holidays? Because it's really a lot easier when you're alone. I don't have to spend money on you.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree, Nina.
I can wear my pajamas that have holes in them and you're not going to judge me.
Yes and no. The money part, yes. But I think everybody wants somebody to, you know, take pictures in front of the Christmas tree with, kiss under the mistletoe, cuddle, watch movies. I don't know.
Maybe I'm just being anti right now, even though I just told y'all yesterday that I'm ready for a boyfriend.
You did it. You said it a second before we cracked the mic. She's like, guys, I really want to talk about how I'm ready for a boyfriend.
I am, but on the other end of the spectrum, I don't want a boyfriend just for the holidays. Like, I want someone that I can drink beer with and watch football or like kick it and go walk our dog. But I don't know if there's, I don't get sentimental around the holidays or yearn for a significant other. I don't know if that's just me, but
that's actually probably healthier, because then you're not finding a placeholder to just be your cuddle buddy when you're making gingerbread houses. You know, you're looking for a long term.
Yeah, and maybe it's just particularly this year with COVID and everything going on, I'm more so craving that intimacy with my family, because I know I'm not gonna be with them this year more than a holiday hookup. But that's just this year. It could be completely different next year.
No, you're right, though, because I think about those things, too. Normally, I'm the girl that brings my own mistletoe to holiday parties. You know, like, I would totally would do that. And if there's somebody that I had been thinking that I had a crush on or whatever, let the juices flow.
Yes.
And I'll just pull it out of my purse and be like, you know what this means.
Hey there.
That's so
hey,
funny.
Channing.
It was really great. One year, I ended up making out with the guy that did production at our Christmas party long time ago.
Oh, I thought you might hear. I'm like,
ooh. I was like, wait a minute.
No. This was years and years ago, and I'm pulling out the mistletoe, and the next thing I know, we're outside of the building that the whole Christmas party was happening at. That's like back when they used to give out raffles and big presents and stuff like that to their staff.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I feel like that's what I'm usually like.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, I do. I feel like I just want to hold my niece.
Aw, family.
Are we just getting old, or is it just this pandemic business? I'm not sure.
Both.
And which one is it? Because you're not
old. You're not us.
Oh my God.
We're not old either, Krista. We're just a little bit more experienced in life than Ange.
I think it's definitely the pandemic. No, I don't think it's about getting old. I think it's the pandemic because, I mean, even me, I want to be with, you know, like my cousins, but you know, one moved, one's doing her thing. And, you know, I'm not going to be with any of them around any of this time either. So it's like, it kind of sucks. It literally is. And so cheesy, so cliche. But once you don't have something, then you want it, you miss it. And that's how this year is going.
Interesting.
Nostalgia, I think, is what's been getting people through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you think back, we're going into Thanksgiving. Did you guys ever have that conversation at your Thanksgiving dinner where everybody would have to go around and say one thing that they were thankful for?
Yeah, for sure. Every year.
Every year. Mm-hmm. Us, too.
I think I did that in church, but not at my family table.
You know, one thing I am grateful for and thankful when it does come to my family dynamic, I'm usually single around the holidays.
Yeah.
And I am so blessed to have parents that don't ask me about my like dating life or like, how come I don't have any kids? Like, some people suffer with their parents or their aunts and their uncles are like, so you're bringing somebody home this year, or are you dating anybody? My parents literally just completely trust me. Maybe they shouldn't, but they totally just like trust me with the lifestyle that I'm living. No potentials at all. They're just like, we trust you, Krista. You do you, boo. You do what makes you happy. So I'm
that's another reason why like holidays are created, because nobody wants to go home and be asked that.
Ooh, I feel like a lot of people do get asked that though. Mm-hmm. Especially, I love my best friend. She's amazing, but her mama is so nosy, and she'd be like, so who are you bringing home this year? And she's just like, mom, like, I'm more than a man, okay? There's so many other levels to me than starting a family. Like, let's start there. So I'm grateful that I don't have that done.
I think my parents kind of just gave up on asking that question. That's not a conversation that they're trying to have, but I will tell you, my extended family is in Baltimore. My mom's side of the family is all in Baltimore. And so when I was living in New York, I would go down to Baltimore for Thanksgivings.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the more recent ones, a couple of my uncles decided to have some drinks and really start laying into me.
Damn.
And they meant well, and I understand. So if any of my family is listening, listen, I get it. Mm-hmm. But this also happened.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with you? Why do you think you don't ever have a boyfriend?
Damn, what's wrong with you?
Oh, okay. Do you love me?
What?
Do you love me? I'm perfect. I'm supposed to be perfect in your eyes. You're not supposed to ask me what is wrong with
me. Look at your cousin. Just happy, married, two kids.
Oh, my God.
But is she happy? Uncle Rudolph. Is Millie happy? Is she?
The best part is my cousin was sitting right next to me on the couch. I will never forget this. We're at my uncle's house. We're sitting on the couch, and one of my uncles is starting to lay into me. What's wrong with you? Why don't you think you ever have a boyfriend? My cousin's sitting right next to me, and I'm looking at her because she didn't have a boyfriend either. And I'm trying to hit her, elbow her to come in and save me. She got right up and left.
Oh, my goodness.
Left you by yourself.
I'm like, cuzzo, I love you, but damn it.
He's talking to you, not to me.
Dang.
Yep, sounds like family.
I mean, family. But you know what? It's nice to think about them right now since we won't be with them this year.
That's
but
right.
I want to do something else. If you had to be thankful for... This is such a like drunk ass conversation.
I'm ready. I'm like,
why are you thankful for your ex?
You go first, Angie.
No, I want to go second.
This is an experiment. Okay. I'll be thankful for one of them. I never ate sushi. Mm-hmm. That was never my thing. Okay. I was really scared of raw fish. And this particular boyfriend is Hawaiian, and that's one of his favorite things. Mm-hmm. And so he made me eat sushi for the first time, and I'm very thankful that he did, because now
obsessed.
I love sushi.
Run through sushi, yeah.
I love sushi.
Thank you, ex-boyfriend who happens to be Hawaiian.
Yeah, that's mine.
Okay, who's next? Me?
Krista.
Thank you to my ex-boyfriends for showing me what I do not want in my next relationship.
That's hysterical. I think that's a strong thing to be thankful for. And if you're smart, everybody write that down in your diary. You know now. Okay, Ange, what's yours?
Okay, so I've only had two boyfriends in my life. And for each of the... Why are you laughing? Why is that so
funny?
I feel like this is show and tell in kindergarten. Because she's sitting all up straight with her hands crossed on her lap. And
because
she's bobbing
I'm
up and down.
I'm trying to
with
make
her,
sure I'm going to be nice.
With
okay?
her high side ponytail.
Okay, relax.
I'm thankful. Okay, show and
hate
tell.
You. Okay, so for my first ex, I'm really thankful for him and his family teaching me the importance of spices in your food. I learned how to really make my food flavorful.
Was he black?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was Puerto Rican.
Okay, got it.
But I feel like now, because you know how people always make fun of white people not knowing how to season their chicken? Well, that's not me. That orange packet goes a long way.
I'm done.
And my second ex, I'm really, really thankful for where he did break me so bad during our relationship. I feel like now I'm so much more confident in what I want in a man and what I'm not going to settle for. And if something feels a little bit off, I'm not going to settle anymore.
That's
so
true.
I'm very thankful for that.
I love that. I love that, Angie.
I got my food and my mind right.
There you go.
See? God bless those exes.
Right.
But y'all, all my exes except for one are so trash, bro. Like, I'm not trying to hate on them or man bash them, but legit, like, they are all super trash.
But then why were you with them in the first place? I have a hard
sneakers?
Time. No, listen.
What? I'm being honest.
So then, okay.
Vain no, ass shit, bro. Excuse my language.
You know I love you.
Yeah.
So much. And you are not trash in any which way, shape, or form. But the reasons why you picked those boyfriends is trash.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, what?
I'm such a vain person. I still am low key. That's why I'm working through it. Hence why I feel like I'm ready for a boyfriend.
I don't think you.
What?
Wait, what?
Oh my God.
Trial and error, y'all.
Are you going to be looking for the right things? Because I just don't think it's right for anybody to sit there and bash their exes so hard because you were with them for a reason. So
but
to say everybody was trash is crazy to me.
I legit, y'all, only had one boyfriend ever in my adult life that I was with for a good amount of chunk of change, like 3 years. And that was in college. So what did you really want in college? Did you really know yourself in college? I know I didn't. I didn't really come into my skin and into myself until I hit like 23, 24.
I think that there's a takeaway from every single one of those types of experiences. Mm-hmm. Like whether or not you know exactly what you want is fine. That's what the whole exploring and dating
that's
is about.
Yeah.
But to look back on people now, if you've been cheated on, if you've been lied to,
all that.
That's trash. I have been too.
All that.
But those people all helped make me who I am today. And they weren't trash always because obviously I loved them
all right.
at some point.
All right.
I'm not attacking you. I just I'm just kind of opening up the thought process.
I'm mature about it, right? I feel like I'm being immature about it. And I'm really trying to embrace the mature side and reflect on some good things that I got from my exes.
I mean, listen, if there isn't anything you want to put on that list, you really don't have to. You can go ahead and move forward to a clean slate. I'm just saying.
I'll just start over. My ex, my most recent ex-boyfriend put me onto Logan Square, and I love Logan Square.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. So now you know that you're a little hipster.
He put me onto some good music in Logan Square, but that's it.
Oh, Chris.
See, that's good. I feel like always wanted has not changed. I think me as a person is the only thing that's changed. Now I have more, you know, like self-confidence and I'm not going to put up with like bullshit.
Yes.
But what I've always wanted in a man has never changed since I was 15 and knew what
I wanted.
I think that the evolution of who you are as a person is probably the most important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to play another game with me?
Yes, please. Yeah. I love games.
Let's go.
If Gabe could hear me now, he makes fun of me so hard when I ask people this question, but what type of food would you be on a Thanksgiving table and why?
Would I be? Oh, I know mine. Angie and I feel like we have the same one. I just feel our dynamic.
Is this when you go gobble, gobble, motherfucker?
Let's say it on three. Ready?
I don't think it's the same one, but.
Yes, I feel like it's going to be the
same. Okay, one.
No, okay.
Two, three.
Hams.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we rhymed though.
We did rhyme.
Okay, wait, why do you want to be yams?
I'm picking yams, baby, because I'm sweet, I'm tasty, I bring the little juju to the party. You know, you got your greens, that's a little salty. You got your roll, that's your carb, that soaks up all the flavor. But them yams, once they hit the little corner of the mac and cheese and the little corner of the it just brings all of it together.
Your life. Your life. You taste like life.
I'm a sweet and savory addition to life.
I love that answer. That's so good. Okay, why are you a ham?
I did not expect you to say that.
Oh, why are you a ham?
So depending on how you make your ham.
Oh, Lord. This is good.
My family, we would put pineapple and brown sugar. So you got that sweet, but then the ham is salty.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm sweet and salty at the same time.
Yes, you are,
I'm very meaty. So Nina, I'm trying to speak.
Excuse me. We're back in show and tell. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm very meaty, and I feel like that's like your main part of your dinner.
Yeah, you got to have the yams.
Angie's an aside. She's a main.
Right. The main.
Oh, that's a good. I'm not no side. I'm a main dish. Let's go.
I like it.
Your turn, Nene.
Oh, but I'm a side. But I'm the kind of side that will fill you all the way up.
Ooh.
I'm mashed potatoes.
I knew it.
I'm mashed potatoes because I am thick and creamy.
Left.
She said creamy.
I have depth, like going all the way to the bottom of the bowl of mashed potatoes.
Oh my goodness.
You can put things on top of her, you like gravy.
You can put gravy on top of me, and I'll just go with any situation. You want to put extra butter on me?
Let's go.
That's fine.
You taste better,
I like
girl.
It
just adds to my personality. You want garlic? Okay, I'll hit you with the garlic. A little salt and pepper. You want cheese? See, I go with the flow. You can put anything on top of me, and I'll still be able to make my way through. You
double
know?
Stuff?
I love it.
That's a good question, Nina.
That's funny, right?
I like that.
I like it.
That's good.
So when you're sitting down to Thanksgiving dinner with whoever it is or on Zoom, look somebody in the eyes and ask them the question. But real talk, whatever you are doing for Thanksgiving, I hope it's great. We're going to attempt to cook together.
I'm excited, guys.
Yeah.
And, I'm excited.
See what we come up with. Actually, we're going to work on our menu right now. So thank you for being here for another edition. We'll have something really great and creamy for you next week. Okay.
Gobble, gobble, y'all.
Wait, can you do a turkey?
Oh, what
guys.
Is a turkey?
Oh, my gosh. Wait, can we all do our turkey voice?
Hers know
is
how
so
to do it.
Ugly.
Do it.
I have a hidden talent.
Do it.
To end this podcast, it will be a talent show.
Hey.
In the microphone.
Guys, that should be a video.
Why are you giving yourself 8 chins when you do it?
Why, yeah, why are you all the way up?
Go ahead and try it.
There you go.
That's so ugly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.